Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week at Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Bob Davis, and we'd like to hear from you. I'd like for you to be a part of today's edition of Basic Gospel, so we invite you to call with any Bible question or personal or family issue you'd like to discuss. The number is always 844-322-2742, and that's good, of course, in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. Call now, friends, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and it's always good to start a brand new week on a positive note, and our verse for today is really a positive verse, and it says this. It's Philippians 3, verse 1, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you is no trouble to me and is safe for you." So here's the encouragement from the Apostle Paul to each and every one of us. Regardless of our circumstances, regardless of what we're going through in life, this is our encouragement. Rejoice in the Lord, because that's where we are. We are in Christ. Yes. Anyone who has believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, has responded to that grace of God through faith, has been transferred out of Adam and has been placed into Christ Jesus. So we came into this world with a family head. His name was Adam. And so everything Adam became through sin, he passed on to you and me. So we come into this world dead in trespasses and sins. We come into this world under condemnation, under judgment. But once we believe that gospel, once we receive it through faith, we're transferred out of Adam, and now we're in Christ. And now we have everything that Christ has. So he is our inheritance, and his eternal life is now our eternal life. The forgiveness he provided is now our forgiveness. The righteousness that he gave to us is now our righteousness. So we have great confidence, and we have great hope, and we have a destiny and a purpose and meaning to life because we're in Christ.
Yes.
And because we're in Christ, we're constantly abiding, living in the love of God the Father. So God's love for his Son has now spilled over into our lives, and we get to enjoy that and grow in it and live in that every single day. So we have reason to rejoice. Now, Paul says it's no trouble for me to write the same things to you, and it is safe for you. We need this constant reminder. Why? Because the world that we live in is just a constant barrage of philosophies that are empty, deceit and lies, false hope, all sorts of things. That's the world that we live in, and it's easy to get our minds on the things of this world, the darkness of this world, and forget about what we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
So Paul says, I'll just write to you time and time and time and time and time again, if that's what it takes, to be a constant reminder, a constant encouragement to you to look to Jesus. And in looking to Jesus, to rejoice in the fact that you are connected to Jesus, that you are in Jesus, and even more important, that Jesus is in you.
Yes.
So that's safe. That's safe for you. Safe in what way? It's going to protect you from the lies of this world. It's going to protect you from the ungodliness that is out there in the world. It's going to protect you from the religious lies, the legalism that you probably once experienced at some point in your life. This truth about who Christ is and who Christ is in you and who you are in Christ is safe for you as far as living your life in this world today. So, my friends, take this encouragement, take this positive encouragement, rejoice in the Lord, and let that be your disposition day in and day out, because you have so much to rejoice in because you are in Christ Jesus.
And what a wonderful place that is to be.
Yes, indeed.
Christ Jesus. Well, Bob, I hope you and the Christopher family had a wonderful holiday and had some time together with family and friends and just did something really fun.
We did, and I know you did as well. You got to see your great-grandbaby and had a wonderful, wonderful experience. Also, Bob, I wanted to say this. Folks, if you are not subscribed to our email list and you're not receiving our daily devotionals or Bob's weekend inside the studio, you are missing out. You had a fabulous article this weekend about life here in America, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the two documents that really outline what America is. It's a republic, and as Benjamin Franklin said, it's a republic if we can keep it.
Right.
It depends upon the virtue of its citizens. This Declaration of Independence, this Constitution, was written with people of faith in mind.
Yes.
Why? Because freedom rests upon faith, and faith rests upon virtue, and those things, as Oz Guinness says, make up the golden triangle of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very important piece that you wrote, insightful piece, and I certainly want our listeners to be able to take advantage of your wit, your wisdom, your winsome way of sharing truth. And that was just a really great article.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the encouragement. And it was really encouraging to me, to my own self, to write it, to pull out those quotes from the founders. And it was back during those times, they understood some things that I think are missing today. And gosh, we just look around and see what's happening. And I'll just refer everybody to the article. So
yes, indeed. Inside the Studio with Mr. Bob Davis. And it is available, I think, on our website.
Yes.
And if not, they can subscribe to our email list, and they'll be getting that every weekend.
Absolutely. Well, again, friends, we have open lines for you at 844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. If there's something, a problem issue in your family, in your personal life, maybe at home, the office, at work, wherever it happens to be, well, we'd love to discuss it for you and take you into the Word of God for some encouragement. That's why we're here at Basic Gospel. If you have a Bible question, same thing. Give us a call. We'd like to see if we can explain it and make sense out of it for you. In the meantime, thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel every month. You are the ones who make it possible for us to be here every weekday, proclaiming the fullness of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if you missed the opportunity to make your gift as we close the fiscal year on the 30th, well, you can still make a difference going forward when you click donate at basicgospel.net, and we hope that many more of you will come alongside us and support this message of grace in the Lord Jesus. And when you make your gift, request a copy of Bob's 4-message series called Stand, and learn the secret to experience genuine contentment and joy in your Christian life. It's our way of saying thank you for your support of Basic Gospel. Again, donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net.
Bob, I wanted to jump in and say thank you to all of our supporters, Basic Gospel Nation, for the generous outpouring as we came to the end of our fiscal year last year.
Yeah.
I think once all the numbers are in and counted, that we're actually going to be in the black for the year.
Wonderful.
So we are going to wait to see that. But before that gets finalized, I wanted to say thank you for the many, many people who stood up with us and said, hey, I want to support the good news of God's love and grace and help Basic Gospel get it out to as many people as possible. That was a deep encouragement to me, and I know our entire team. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thanks for filling us in on that. I hadn't heard because I've been out for a few days, and so that's really good news to me as well.
Yes.
Well, once again, friends, that phone number, 844-322-2742. Right now, let's go pick up a call that came in off hours from Catherine.
Hello, sir. I was listening to your channel, and I am a very religious person. God bless you for having it on the radio. And I hope that somebody in this world will help homeless people, because I am homeless, and nobody wants to help me in Wilmington, North Carolina, where I've lived in a tent for about 2 months, and I'm getting so tired of it. I can't believe it. And I have no family, but I'm very religious. Thank you, Catherine. Bye.
Well, Catherine, thanks for picking up the phone and calling us. Our hearts go out to you and the situation that you find yourself in. And, you know, we all need help, Bob. I mean, we can't make it in this life on our own. We can't, we just can't do that. And God didn't design us to do that. He is, you know, at the very beginning, he put together a family. He put together Adam and Eve, and so community. He built community from the get-go, knowing that we needed each other. We also see in this New Testament, when people receive Jesus Christ, they're added to a body of believers. Right. And we see the importance of that in the early church, how they got together daily for the apostles' teaching, for fellowship, and for prayer. And they looked out for one another. They helped each other. They met the needs of one another, not only spiritually, not only emotionally, but physically, financially, those sort of things. And so we have that great privilege and joy to help one another when we see needs, and we're free to do that. And that's the joy of being in Christ, is the freedom that we have to actually serve one another in love. And that's not just speaking nice words to somebody, but it's actually rolling up your sleeves and doing something on someone's behalf. Now, a couple of things that I want to say to you, Catherine. First of all, being religious, oftentimes we'll say things like that because we think we're owed something. So it's a Old Testament, it is an old covenant kind of mindset. If you do this, then you will be blessed. And so a lot of times we hold our goodness out there and say we deserve for somebody to come and help us. Well, let's just kind of put that aside, and let's just stick with the word grace. There is grace for you, Catherine, and we pray that grace will show up at your feet at any given time with help in your situation. So you just be prepared to receive what help and what grace and what kindness may be coming your way, and may be coming your way soon. So we have to realize that, God blesses us despite of whether we're good or not good or that sort of thing. He sent Jesus, and he demonstrated his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So at our very worst moment, God sent Jesus for our benefit. So let's think in terms of grace. Let's think in terms of God blessing us through people, and let's prepare our hearts to humbly receive. And I think that's the big key, is humility, having a humble heart, a willingness to receive the goodness, the blessings that people may have for you. And Catherine, I would certainly encourage you to get in touch with some local churches there, to get in touch with maybe some shelters that are there where you can get some immediate help. And if you can, we would love for you to somehow reach back out to us and see if we can help you as we talk to you in person, and see if we can walk you through some of the options that you may have right there in your home of Wilmington. And in the meantime, we're going to be praying that God will send somebody to you, and that you're going to be willing to receive the help that is provided. So, Catherine, thank you for reaching out. Know this, God loves you. God has sent Jesus into the world to demonstrate that love for you, and that in him you can trust and keep your eyes firmly focused on Him.
Absolutely. 844-322-2742. Friends, we'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel in the U.S. and Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. Bob, you mentioned the mailing list a few moments ago, and you know, here at Basic Gospel, we really love the fact that so many of our listeners and friends kind of stay connected with the love of God every day, not only through this program, but through hearing, through receiving the Hear It, Believe It, Live It daily devotional. And it's free, and it arrives every morning in your email inbox with an encouraging message to start your day. And you can sign up now at basicgospel.net. Just scroll to the very bottom of the homepage, and there you'll see the sign-up form. Again, it's free, and we hope you'll subscribe today. And again, the bottom of the page, basicgospel.net. That's where you'll find the sign-up form. Hope you'll do that today. Once again, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, let's go and hear this next call that came in off hours.
Hello, my name is Gabriel from North Vancouver, beautiful British Columbia. My question is, it's Adam and Eve. I was wondering about, what about Lilith? We've been hearing about her for a little bit. There's been fairs and music concerts, and it's not in the Bible, but it's in the other scrolls, as mention of this woman. So is it just out of convenience that Eve is... How did you and for the Bible, or does Lilith actually play a part? And could there be two alternative egos there? Thank you very much for your time. God bless.
Well, Gabriel, appreciate the question. Lilith is not in the Bible. It's a myth. It's a myth that has been put out there for some time, and it basically goes something like this, that Adam had a wife before he had Eve. So Eve would have been his second wife. The first wife would have been Lilith, but she left because she didn't want to submit to his headship. So this Lilith has become a figure in some radical feminist movements. And so they are propagating the myth, pushing it out there and saying it has some validity, but it has no validity whatsoever. It's not in the Word of God. There's only one passage in the Word of God where Lilith, that word, is actually rendered. It's Isaiah 34:14, and it's only in the New Revised Standard Version. There too Lilith shall repose is what that verse says. But in every other passage, it talks about a screeching owl or a night creature or something like that will find its rest. So it's not even remotely related. But those who want to push this myth wants to push, the idea of independence for women, not submitting to husbands or that sort of thing. They keep pushing this idea of Lilith out there. And if you ever hear it, if you ever wonder about it or have questions, just realize it's nothing more than a myth. Mm-hmm. That's all it is, just a myth, something that has been made up in the minds of humans to promote a particular philosophy or a particular way of doing things, and as I said, very popular in some radical feminist movements.
Well, Gabriel, thank you for giving us the opportunity to address that particular question. I had not heard that myself, and I'm kind of glad I hadn't. But good to hear from you, Gabriel. Thanks for dropping us a call. Bob, we had this question, a very interesting question from Andy, who lives in Hyattville, Maryland. He says, I believe asking Jesus into your heart is not biblical. Where in the Bible does it say that? Can you talk about that?
Well, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Word of God that we need to ask Jesus into our hearts. But here's what happens once you believe the gospel. You hear the story that Jesus died for your sins in accordance with Scripture. Jesus was buried. Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day in accordance with Scriptures. Once you believe that, once you receive that grace of God that has been poured out through the person and work of Jesus Christ, once you believe that, receive that through faith, guess what? Jesus comes to live inside of you. He comes to take up residence in your heart. Now, when we speak of your heart, we're not speaking of that muscle that pumps blood. We're talking about the very inner being, kind of the spirit, the human spirit. So your spirit was dead in trespasses and sins. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you were made alive. That spirit was regenerated. And then God sent his spirit to take up residence in you. So the message is always simply believe, simply receive through faith. Now, the reality is that God sends his spirit to take up residence in you. And by that spirit, you cry out, Abba, Father. So, no, there is not a verse in the Bible that tells us to ask Jesus to come into our hearts. We see a passage in Revelation where it says that he's knocking, that we should open the door. But again, that has to do with belief and receive. Believe and receive. That's the message of the New Testament,
yeah,
as far as believing this good news of Jesus Christ.
Bob, we had this question from a listener. Says she's been on kidney dialysis for a couple of years and is very weary, very tired of the fight, and wants to stop treatment and just let natural consequences take place. And she would like to know, would God still receive me? Would I go home, plain and simple, and be with my Abba Father in Jesus?
Well, if you're in Christ, you're in Christ. And that's the good news. Once you're in Christ, that is your permanent location. So you were once in Adam. That's how we started this program today, talking about where we once were. But now we're in Christ. And because we're in Christ, that's where we're going to be forever.
Right.
And in Christ, we also have the truth that Christ is in us. Now, we're confronted with all kinds of medical questions in our modern times because of what medicine can do for us. But a lot of times what medicine ends up doing for us is simply prolonging what could have happened naturally. So if you were asking this question 100 years ago, you probably didn't even have dialysis available to you. So you would have just passed away naturally. So the fact that there is dialysis now, that the dialysis is keeping you going, then you're forced with that question. So I would consult with your family. Talk with your family about the best course moving forward. Talk to your physician and ask the Holy Spirit to give you some insight as the best way, the best decision for you. Now, a lot of times we just get weary and want to give up, and that's just our own weariness.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
If that's the case, let the Lord strengthen you. Let the Lord give you a new strength in this situation. Trust him. His spirit is living in you. If indeed you are a believer in Christ, trust him to give you the strength to get through that. So I think that's where I would start, is saying, if you are weary and tired, as Jesus said, come unto him. And allow him to give you some rest in your soul.
Absolutely.
And allow him to give you the strength you need to get through this situation.
Yeah. Well, Kim, hope you're listening. I hope that's a help to you and others who might be experiencing much the same thing. Friends, you know, mid-October, Basic Gospel's Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley of the Grace Message are going to team up to bring you an exciting Bible conference that we're calling United, because that's exactly what these two ministries are, united and connected. And you can be sure it'll be filled with the message of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Information available and registration is now open for United October 15th through the 17th at our hometown here in Louisville, Texas. Just go to basicgospel.net/united and join us for this very, very special event. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel, and thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and your gifts every month. It's because of you that we're here every weekday proclaiming the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. If you're new to Basic Gospel and what you hear is every day has found a place in your life, then please stand with us and support this message and this ministry. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.